might have already watched some of the videos released from the talks yesterday on YouTube. And you see that we not only have a great video team here, bringing you here the stage, doing the recording, bringing it to YouTube, but also to implementing this fantastic intro, which we saw right now here as a pre-roll also here in the talk. So, a short goodbye from the program committee, what was all done from on around the program. We would like to thank all of the presenters, but not only presenters, but also the submitters. The conference lives from a rich environment for the workshops, for the talks, and therefore it's important that we have the support from the presenters, but also the submitters, to have all the ideas, all the content we can select from to put together this conference. But not only the conference, but over the year we have DNOC meetups through Germany, and also for that we have a lot of different talks, presenters being around Germany. So thank you all. Thanks to all the heralds. When I look here in the room, it's not only the persons here on the stage. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then I cannot see everybody. People around in this room running this stage, and this is really great to see how many people are involved and are happy helping out here, making this DNOC so fantastic and having this great experience. Thank you all, the heroes. If you want to help out, ping us, then we can plan you in for next year. We got better setting up the angle system before the conference. We got better setting up more and more infrastructure to expanding all of our workload in the background. And we therefore got better that we can distribute the tasks like the heralding, like being at the info point, like all the different steps. So if you ping us early enough, we can respect that in the planning. Thank you. Thanks to the PC. The names of the PC are written here. All of you should have gotten an email earlier today for voting. As Franziska explained in the opening, we have 3 seats available. The voting will close on Friday. We have 647 voters, all of the on-site people except the sponsors, merged with the DNOC EV members. Already 91 voted, so please vote. And then we can fill up the 3 seats with old or new faces. If you have questions to the PC, please ask Franziska, she's sitting here, or Sebastian, who is sitting there, and talk to them. Rate the talks, please, 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 when you're sitting afterwards in the train or not driving, but on the other seat in the car or in the airplane or whatever. Just give us some minutes and rate the talks that the PC gets the feedback, what was interesting, what not, and so on, and get the input for next year. Small infrastructure review. Goodbye from the video team. As said at the first slide, this introduction video, we have this really great video team, already released a lot of the videos in a toolchain. It's incredible, and in the quality, it's incredible. Thank you, video team. Already on YouTube and Media CC. Some facts, we were 519 people on site. We sold 550 on site tickets, a lot of remote tickets, a lot of people are on the streams. But if the video team is so fast with YouTube, it doesn't matter if you use it online or use YouTube, it's quite the same. We had a great attendee t-shirt this year again. Please pick it up before you leave. We will not send it after you. So when you're here, pick it up. We have in the post already some of the, all of the online tickets which bought a t-shirt. And the not to forgotten smiley and emoji graph over the venueless stream. When you go on the online platform, we have venueless there and look at the stream. You can do some emojis if you like a talk or if you're not. And yeah, always good to see where there might be breaks, where there's a more interesting talk. So it's kind of the rated talks feedback to see where the talk was interesting. Again, an attendee wall, a lot of photos of all of us, of you, and so on. I started trying to count the photos. I did it last year. This year, it was too many. I started three times and then I give up. A lot of photos. Meet Me sessions. We introduced the Meet Me sessions last year. Short time slots in the lunch breaks where you can meet with each other and people you might not find by chance on the floor. You can make a small meeting, introduce yourself, catch up with interesting technology or with business or whatever you want. We had 149 meetings last year, and this year 661 meetings. Quite, you see it on the right side, the workload of the locations, they were overbooked most of the time. We need to expand on these rooms. So I guess you all like them. The job board again, not that much more job offers, but when I look at them, I see them in a quite high quality, meaning we do a little review process when you send us to them. When you send them to us, one company can only send us three job offers, so they are not too many. You need to print an on-site person on that job offer, so to make sure that there's somebody here who's kind of responsible or could be talked to this job. So they are all for real. They are not just floating from LinkedIn or whatever. They are for real. They are from people who are here, who you can talk to. So they are quite, in this meaning, quite high quality. This year we introduced the launch with some sofas. And every time I looked at it, there were quite some people on it. So probably we will go with it. We will do that again, I guess. The social yesterday in the German Museum of Technology, we had the aviation area, the fifth floor for us alone. That was quite a real cool place to be there, look around, maybe have some time not with the networking technology, but networking with people and seeing interesting stuff like the airplanes and real airplanes. We had some backstage tours to the networking exhibitions. You saw that yesterday, you could win it, and was also attended. 500 attendees, that is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and keeping it in the budget is a real, real challenge. So at this point, thank you very much, Theo. I don't see you. Theo is here. Thank you very much, Theo, for all of the work. Again, like last year, it's a floor without tables, without the plants, without light. All that was done by Theo and Phil to build it in, to set it up. And at one in the night, when you all left, we built it all back and left the facility at 2:30 or something like that. Pre-social. A lot of us attended the pre-social, the blind peering. I think we also said it in the opening, was bigger than ever. And it's, for me, it's always very fun. I have a lot of fun to meet the new people, to meet some new people. Sometimes I meet also old people, older known people, but in every year while we are doing it, I get to know new people in a good atmosphere with a nice dinner. So I had fun. And hopefully you too. Thank you, Florian, for doing a lot of work mixing all the people. And with that, to Patrick.
So I think the last year, Tim was the first time with us here on stage and was in leader, however you want to call that, being the one being blamed at the day. This is the second year that he's doing this. He has to bear with me all the time. I think that's worse than applause. But can I see some show of hands for Tim?
Thank you.
Also, he's the guy who charges me on money, so that's a good direction to sponsors. So, thank you to all of the sponsors. That and all of this wouldn't be possible without you. So, if we look at this, we've always said DNOC is roughly 30% cost covered by tickets and attendees and 70% covered by sponsors. We're lucky in Berlin. The Berlin National Regional Fund gives us an insane amount of money for being here. We really appreciate that. So, and that gives us the opportunity to generate a surplus for the free events that we do throughout the year, but it's tiny, and it gives us the opportunity to do next year, but that's roughly it. Sponsoring packages, as you can have seen in Moritz's intro at the beginning, sell out at 100 seconds at this point. That's insane. If I talk to other NOCs, if I talk to other conferences, that's unheard of. So thank you very much for that. I want to especially thank our diamond sponsor, IPHH, a Porto data center company. Our social sponsor, IPB, Internet Provider Berlin, who've made last night possible. Our platinum sponsors, Flex Optics, NLIX, Nisevo, Thomas Krenn, EPS. As well as our Meet Me Lunch, Lanyard, and Coffee sponsors. Our gold sponsors. And last but not least, also our support sponsors. And fair enough. One sentence. We will keeping the bar and the payment for support sponsors low intentionally because we want to give everyone an opportunity to come in low at a sponsorship package. So we're going to keep it that way, and we really appreciate everyone who's giving for very little of attention in this category. So thank you again for that every year. Not to forget the interconnection that we have, the internet that we've used the whole time, the Wi-Fi, and the interconnection between people in the Meet Me rooms. Thank you to our sponsors there. Couple of additional thoughts. You'll get to the pretty category soon. Thanks to the board who works on DNOC the whole year. Really appreciate working with everyone. Thanks to the angels who worked tirelessly over 5 days. Thank you to our speakers again, especially also the workshop speakers on Sunday. And last but not least, thanks to all of you. We're doing this for you. You're the ones who are making this happen. You're the ones, you're the community who makes this meeting, this conference special. Thanks for being awesome. Thanks for being excellent. Thanks for being here. In case you're a DNOC member, there is a general meeting on the 28th of November. You will receive an invite soon. If you're not yet a member, you can still become a member outside at the booth or online shortly before if you want to. We're also looking for candidates running for the board. 3 seats are up for re-election. The nomination deadline ends on the 22nd, so you still have a bit of chance if you want to. With that, looking into next year, we'll have meetups throughout the whole year in a city close to you. So don't have to wait for the next DINA conference in November. You can see everyone again earlier. We will have member days in February, and obviously we'll have a DINOC 17. And then thank you very much, and I'd like you to come downstairs here. It's like 20 people who've worked tirelessly on this since last year. I want to call out specifically Anita, Christian, Clara, Emma, Florian. You're supposed to come downstairs. Fiona, Julia, Janina, Nina, Philipp, Sebastian, Stefan, Susanne, Theo, Ute, Moritz, Tim. I'm guessing my alternative ego is already here. So give it up, loud stand up for this crew. Are we kind of done somewhere? My hair okay? Oh, we're missing. We're doing this again. Sorry. Give it up for the video crew. Tim, we're going to take the time. We'll do this again.
And again.
Okay, one more pictures. Smile. DINAC, no one is sleep deprived. You're very happy.
Not tired at all.
Awesome. Fabulous. Thank you. Give it up again. Can I continue? Fabulous. So, just for insanity reasons, and with a huge spoiler of this is not COC compliant if you click on this link. If you want to look into how the back door behind the scenes living in the Orga room is, you can click on this link afterwards. I recommend some safety insanity before. Good. I'm guessing this is the part why you are all still sitting here. So we're going to go to DINARC 17 next, I guess, unless someone with a microphone wants to do something first.
So thank you very much. I have this honor for the second year in the row, and I would like to ask Moritz to come down as well. Because all these people that were here on the wall, they have spent significant time and invested a lot of their free spare time into DINOC. But there is three people that you can see here on the stage that did actually most of the work. So last year we had flowers. This year I didn't manage to get some. So I thought about something funny because I'm super tired after this social tonight. And I drafted a little poem for you three.
God. So,
I'm not overly creative, but with the help of ChatGPT, I came up with something I hope is funny before you guys will know where we're headed next year. So, let me try this. As chair of the board, Patrick took flight, shaping DINOC with wisdom and might. By his side, Tim and Moritz stood strong, a trio of leaders who've led us along. Through years of effort, their passion has shown, building a community that feels like home. The conferences grew beyond all dreams, from humble starts to vibrant scenes. With 550 strong, the halls now swell, each year a story, each year we tell. Regional meetups, member days too, united by the work of this remarkable crew. Their free time offered a priceless gift, inspiring us all, giving DINOC its lift. Grateful are we for the team they inspire, the volunteers' efforts, the shared desire. Let us not miss as we celebrate the whole, to honor you three, the heart and the soul. So here's to Patrick, Tim, and Moritz, our lights, guiding DNOC to ever new heights. Thank you all for what you have done and still do. This community thrives because of you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
For about 11 months of this year, I was wondering how I get sucked into AI. Apparently, that's the way. Thank you, Theo. As promised, we're not going to talk about socials for about 2 weeks, and then we'll get starting it on next year. So you don't get out of this just because you can ChatGPT at this point, unless you figure out how to do ChatGPT socials. That's been interesting. So let's wrap it up. I'm guessing the only reason why you're all still here, besides all of our fabulous ChatGPT options, is you want to know where it goes next year. We've had rumors. I kind of leaked a portion of it at the beginning. But let's talk about DNOC 17 for a moment. So finding a location has become, as I said in the opening, significantly more difficult. We evaluated 18 locations. We looked at 4. So you can see the ratio there already is like for 14 of them, we could say this doesn't work at the end of the day. With 2, we went into negotiations, and I'm very sad to say one of them was awesome, was fantastic, and also insanely expensive. Some financial guidance, some liability, someone told me we actually have to pay for it. So here we are. We have a location. So looking at 500 people in an auditorium, and we want to be specific, we want to go to an auditorium. We don't want to be yet another hotel conference. We want to have meeting rooms. We want to have conference area adjacent to that. And we want to be able to stay somewhere for 2 years. And you would be surprised, it's difficult to find places that have openings for 25 and 26 somewhere in the same area already. So the booking for that is insane. So with that, we found a area that would like to introduce itself a bit to you, all of you. We looked at So West is difficult. It's like, do we go to Köln and everyone hates us for it because we should have gone to Düsseldorf? If we go to Düsseldorf, everyone hates us because we should have gone to Köln. If we go to Dortmund, everyone hates us because we should have gone to Gelsenkirchen and the other one around. And I'm sure there is many more football clubs that would hate us for the one and the other. So we said, okay, we'll go out of wherever that part is and we go into other areas. And then as someone who has lived in Münster for more than 10 years, there's the question of, does Bielefeld even exist? So with that, we decided we'll go a completely different direction and figure out how we can introduce all of you to something new, to a thriving, fabulous, fantastic, interesting new area. And I think I have a small video to play for you to get you started on that.
We're Germany's biggest city. We're an industrial city. And with the world's biggest inland port, we're naturally also a port city. We're a capital of culture. We're the city that never rests. And we're the city that never sleeps. Sorry, New York. We're a city with experts in every field. And we're a university city. With 290,000 students. And lots of space for every one of them. But is this here a city at all? Absolutely. We're more than 5 million people. Over 150,000 companies. 200 cultures. We are not just one city. We are 53 cities. We are a metropolis. We are the city of cities. Metropolis Ruhr.
So, for those of you who have wondered when I said throughout the whole conference we're going to Germany's biggest city and everyone has asked me, isn't that Berlin? I was like, yeah, it depends on how you define it. So, Metropolis Ruhr, or as we say in German, Ruhrgebiet, but where? We looked at that, we decided to go with the best location possible, and that is the House of Technik, which is an association like we are, directly in the heart of the Metropolis Ruhr in Essen. We've rented out the whole location for all of you. Bit of background on that. Bit of background, especially for the international people or people who haven't been to Metropolis Ruhr, as I've learned that it is called these days. This is 21 minutes by airport Düsseldorf directly. It is with the public transport. It is 25 minutes by cab. It is the major train hub for ICEs and regional city trains in NRW. And it is less than an hour from every major hotspot in NRW by train. So we thought that's kind of a good place to go. If that doesn't convince you yet, and by the way, that's closer than Düsseldorf Messe actually would be, so kind of convenient, but still, if that isn't convincing enough for you, we've thought about a new option how we convince you. So on Sunday and Monday morning, angels will check you in at Düsseldorf Airport via public transport directly to the location, guide you and bring you there. The location is across the street from the train station. You just can't miss that. And you will have the DINOG experience. So as one in German, and especially in Bavaria, would say, and I'll see if the inside joke translates, you can basically check in at the airport into the conference. A bit of background into the location, and we'll spoiler more on the website, but as you can see, we have more space, we have wider, we can grow the conference, we have more areas to go to, we'll have behind-the-scenes back rooms, we'll have meeting rooms and workshop rooms like here, and we'll have a state-of-the-art auditorium with 540 seats. Each seat combined with a table, we know all of you like that. We have more than 10 working rooms, 500 square meters of exhibition area, and 800 square meters of networking and lunch. And it's closed in the middle, so it doesn't get that loud. So that kind of is nice. And as you can see, we might have ideas what we can do with UNESCO stuff around that as well. So we would very much like to welcome all of you from the 9th to the 11th of November 2025 to Metropolis Ruhr Essen in Germany, and hope to see you all there. Thank you for attending. See you in 2025. Stay safe.